Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac, brought to you by Upholstery Industries. Do you need specialized industrial upholstery work? Upholstery Industries is the largest upholstery shop in the Midwest. Upholstery Industries can handcraft thousands of the same item, always with a passion for excellence. Upholstery Industries online, upholsteryindustries.com, or you can email info@upholstery-industries.com. Today is Wednesday, April 10th. Listen for anything and everything here. Anything is game, and everything is game when it comes to an Almanac quiz.
That is true.
For the Princess and Diva Spa Fun Shop at Mall of America.
Sounds like fun to me.
Wednesday, April 10th, 100th day of the year. We've hit the 100 mark already.
Mm-hmm.
Have these first 100 days of 2019 gone by quickly for you, Neil Freeman?
Except for a stretch in February that got a little long. I'd say yes, Jim.
Because of the snow?
Yeah.
Yeah. 265 left to go. If it would have been, if this year's, it would have been a leap year, it would have been 266 days left. No, actually, we'd be at 101 because we already passed the potential leap day on February 29th, right? So, 1849, Walter Hunt. This goes down as the biggest business blunder ever. Walter Hunt of New York City patented the safety pin. I mean, it's a genius thought on him.
Yeah,
I mean,
really,
you know,
good move.
A pin that, you know, you close it up and it doesn't, you can't pierce anything when it's closed up. Perfect for diapers, Neil.
Yeah. Well, why was that a blunder?
But then he sold the patent for $100.
Oh.
Was a blunder.
That was probably could have made more.
I'm going to assume that it was probably worth more, but he just needed a quick buck. I mean, he's probably walking around in a barrel with suspenders.
Right.
So He needed some clothes. So $100. Hey, I got a safety pin patent here. Who wants it? $100. Here you go. 1912. Speaking of ill-fated, that was an ill-fated decision. How about the ill-fated maiden voyage of the RMS Titanic?
Oh, it took off on this day?
This date, leaving Southampton, England, heading for the United States. Mm-hmm. It would hit an iceberg.
About, what is 4 days later, I think?
Oh, it's pretty close to that.
Yeah.
1912. 1953, the first ever 3D movie.
Really?
These dummies are insured for $25,000. That's $12,500 for each of us. You wouldn't need Wallace. You'd have enough to begin again.
No, I'd rather die myself than see my friends destroyed.
That's 1953. That was the remake. There was one from the 30s. Did you recognize that second voice in there?
Was that
Vincent Price?
Yes.
Vincent Price, House of Wax, the first ever 3D movie released by a major Hollywood studio this date in 53. And then they remade it again like about 10, 15 years ago. That version I like. And I haven't seen either the 1953 or the 1933 version, House of Wax.
Oh, I see the 53.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
Guy burns all his wax.
Mm-hmm. People in wax.
Yes. Yeah. And it ends up being real people.
Yeah.
That he had waxed, right?
Yes.
At least in the one from the mid-2000s, that was the storyline.
Vincent Price was a bad man.
Well, if it's a scary movie in that era,
he was in it.
It's Vincent Price.
I'm walking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking for you and me, and I'm hoping that you come back.
So there's Ricky Nelson singing on The Adventures of Ozzie Harriet for the first time. Ozzie and Harriet eventually and finally decided to let Ricky sing. And it was a good decision. I'm sure their ratings went way up.
I would think.
That was on this date, 1957. 1970 radio report.
From London comes the report that Paul McCartney has left the Beatles, according to a front page article in the Daily Mirror. This story was just issued tonight, and the article published in the early editions of the Friday morning newspaper said that McCartney would announce his decision in a no-holds-barred statement tomorrow.
Ooh, no-holds-barred.
Oh. Sounds like you're getting ready for a wrestling match.
He was going to take George, Ringo, and John to task, apparently.
Evidently.
Really no surprise. The writing had been on the wall.
Yeah.
For a while.
This was going to happen.
1970. In 1971, do you remember the term ping-pong diplomacy?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, The real significance of the entire trip was not ping pong, but politics. The most important moment came when the Americans, along with other touring teams, were invited to a reception given by Premier Zhou Enlai in Peking's Great Hall of the People.
So before Richard Nixon went to China, we sent our table tennis team to China. This date, 1971, ping-pong diplomacy. Pong, yeah. Mm-hmm. If our ping-pong team doesn't go to China, it's very possible that Richard Nixon never goes to China. They opened the door for some diplomacy and some discussions between Peking, as it was known then, and right. Washington, D.C. And it was totally by accident because both the Chinese team and the American team were competing in Japan, and the top American player missed his bus. The Chinese team gave him a ride back to the hotel, and he struck up a conversation with the top Chinese player, and they said, you know what? We should come to China and play.
You're making this up.
Nope. Nope.
Wow.
That is a true story. That's a true story. So if that guy doesn't miss his bus, it's very possible that Richard Nixon doesn't visit China.
Yeah.
We might have had to wait for Ford or Carter, or maybe never. Who knows? We never may have been opened up to China.
Look at what we've learned today.
I know.
That is good right there.
Herschel Walker. Is there any doubt that he's one of the fine athletes of our time ever?
He's a specimen, Jim.
Very much a specimen. I mean, how many sit-ups? He slept only 1 hour. He would do thousands of sit-ups and push-ups and pull-ups, you know, during a day.
Just because he could.
But he was also good at ballet. On this date, 1988, Herschel Walker performs with the Fort Worth Ballet. When I think of ballet, I think of Fort Worth, Texas. Don't you, Neil?
Yes, and Herschel in a tutu.
And I think they did it at the cattle barn right there in Fort Worth.
Well, you got to be light on your feet.
Where they have the big rodeo and everything there.
You can run into something if you're not.
Of course, that was 88, so that was before the trade. The Herschel Walker trade didn't happen until the fall of 89.
That's right. Yes, the little Dutch boy who held his finger in the dike and saved a whole city.
Oh. He held his finger in a dike and saved a whole city? Which one?
I'm not quite sure, but I think it was this one.
That was the finger. She just gave Gilligan the finger.
Yes.
Well, she had a kind heart.
But exactly.
She lived in a fantasy world, though, let's be honest.
Well, that was Mrs. Howell. That was Lovey. And we're remembering her today.
The actress?
The actress Natalie Schaefer died. This date, 1991, she lived to be 90.
Yeah.
So good for her.
Clean living out on Gilligan's Island.
She was the third option among the castaways. And then 1992.
Tonight, he is dead at age 38 after a head-on car collision. Kinnison was born in Peoria, Illinois. He died when a pickup truck slammed into his car near Needles, California last night.
He was only 38, Sam Kinnison, known for his shouting and yelling.
Yes.
And 1992, he's very good in Back to School.
He was good as a teacher there.
He was a very good teacher.
Rodney Dangerfield had a little exchange there. It was awesome.
How are you not going to learn with him yelling at you, right?
Right, right. It was a 17-year-old kid who'd been drinking.
Yes.
And crossed the center line. He was on his way to a sold-out show in Nevada. And he had just gotten married 6 days
Just got married.
Prior.
His wife,
sad.
Wife was injured as well. Mm-hmm. But she survived. Sam Kinnison did not. Did you know that he started out as a Pentecostal preacher?
Yeah, I think his father was a preacher.
Correct. It's birthday time now.
He loves that pen.
Oh, come on.
He talks about it all the time. Every time he takes it out, he goes on and on about how it writes upside down, how the astronauts use it.
If he likes it so much, he never should have offered it.
He didn't think he'd accept.
Well, he was wrong.
She was Jerry Seinfeld's mother. On the Seinfeld program, Liz Sheridan, Helen and Morty were hilarious together. My wallet's gone. Liz Sheridan is 90 today. How about this guy? He's not the best color man in the league for nothing.
Now watch Walter as he comes up there just before he goes out of bounds. Watch him now. He switches the ball. Now he's going to unload with that right arm. So Johnson has to get his load ready to go load to load. And the fans boo when you do that.
Tough to stop it.
Well, you got to. If a guy's loading up on you, you got to load up on him or you go backwards.
Well, that's great analysis right there.
I love it.
Can't you just visualize what John Madden is saying? He's 83 today, and that's really John Madden, not Frank Caliendo.
I know. Frank's version is really good.
John Madden, 83.
So who are you? Are you like some special forces guy or something?
Oh, no.
I'm just a cook.
A cook?
Just a lowly cook.
Oh my God, we're gonna die.
Under Siege.
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
He's hard to kill. He's above the law.
He's under siege. He's marked for death.
Yes, he is. He's
67 today.
And he's 67.
Not as flexible as he once was.
No.
67 today for him.
Baby, baby, looks like it's going to hell. You better come inside, let me treat you how to jive and well.
Keeping swing alive.
He's jump one of us.
Brian Setzer grew up here.
No, he moved here. He lives here now. He's probably listening, Jim.
Yeah. We play his kind of music. Brian said, I mean, Texas swing and that kind of big band swing, very similar. They're related. Brian Setzer, of course, he was a Stray Cat lead singer, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And he
lives here.
He's got a mean pompadour. He's 60 today. What is she doing?
I'm walking on sunshine.
One hit wonder, Katrina and the Waves. Katrina Laskanich. 59 today for Katrina.
Is that the name of her shoes? Or I'm walking on sunshine? I don't know how you do that.
Find a way.
I guess.
I mean, you're light on your feet. Our rapper of the day today is Q-Tip.
Q-Tip.
Q-Tip is the rapper of the day. He's 49. Our race car
royalties, I hope, for that.
He spells it different. Race car driver, Casey Kane, 39. He's our race car driver of the day. Happy birthday, Casey. He's a good one.
Yeah, he's a dandy.
He's always amongst the leaders.
Mm-hmm. I see dead people.
In your dreams? Dead people like in graves and coffins.
I think Bruce Willis is starting to put two and
walking
two together.
Like
yeah, they're walking around.
Oh boy,
just like you, Bruce Willis. So there he is. It's Haley Joel Osment, who is also Forrest Gump's son, named after Forrest. We just had a clip from that yesterday. But Haley Joel Osment, believe it or not, he's 31 today.
Wow.
And I don't know if you've seen a picture of him recently. But no. He's got a full beard. I recommend that if they do a reboot of Grizzly Adams, that they go with him.
Really?
He should be on the top of the list.
Wow.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Wow.
Can I get an amen?
And then Willie Nelson can play Mad Jack, just like he played Uncle Jesse.
Yes.
This is Maren Morris, part of the new generation of country artists.
Yeah. She was prominent in the ACMs the other night.
I didn't watch it. So, Maren Morris, 29. She also kind of rides that fine line between pop and country. She's had a number of crossover hits and success as well. She's 29.
This is a Millennium Falcon. You're Han Solo.
I used to be. Han Solo, the rebellion general?
No, the smuggler.
Yeah, he's a smuggler, but he was part of the rebellion, too. Daisy Ridley, she's Rey. And Neil, I know have you seen any of the new Star Wars? Most recent, she is now the one with the power. She's the new Jedi.
Oh,
she's the one who's going to take down the, is it the Third Order, the Third Reich, the First Order, the get in line to order? I can't remember. But Daisy Ridley is 27 years old.
Gone, but not forgotten today. He gave us the Pulitzer Prize. It's named in his honor, publisher Joseph Pulitzer, 1847. He also gave us the Gimbel's Department Store. I don't know that we ever had any here in our state. Businessman Bernard Gimbel, born on this day, 1885. And where would we be without the hard taco shell? Do you prefer the hard shell or the soft shell?
I like to mix them up.
Mix them up.
Half and half.
Inventor Joe Valdez Caballero gave us the hard taco shell, and we celebrate today. He was born on this day, 1908. What about Harry Morgan?
See this smile? You're all going to wear one just like it. Hopefully, it'll catch on.
Surely you don't think...
Quiet! Smile!
Well, that's a great clip. Yes. As Sherman Potter, not Harry Potter. Colonel Sherman Potter. Of course, he got his start on Dragnet. As Frank Gannon. I just saw the Dragnet movie with Dan Aykroyd and Tom Hanks the other night, and he makes a cameo in that. Harry Morgan is gone now. He was 1915. This guy could fire a Winchester.
The Rifleman.
The old Winchester 92.
It is TV theme time.
Nobody emptied a magazine quicker than that man, right?
Chuck Connors, I think I counted it was 13 shells he fired off in the opening sequence of the program. Rifleman Chuck Connors, fine athlete, played briefly, was it basketball?
Oops. Yeah, broke a backboard one time 19, in a game.
1921 for Chuck Connors. Another guy who was not afraid to be in a Western, Sheb Woolley.
In along about dark and everything was still, we could tell it was Paul coming down the hill, because he had rare back and he'd sound off something like this.
And he can yodel.
That's my pa.
Singer and actor Sheb Woolley was born on this day, 1921. What about Junior Samples?
Honest as a day is long, Samples here. Folks, I don't mind telling you I made a bundle pushing used cars. And starting this weekend, I'm passing my profits on to you. Come on down to the lot and ask one of our salesmen out of on parole to work out some terms for you. That's BR549, and hold down the collect calls. I'm no Rockefeller, you know.
That's where the band got their name from, by the way, from that skit.
I bet it is, sure. And I'd buy a car from him. Alvin Jr. Samples from Hee Haw, born on this day, 1926. Great actor. Omar Sharif was in Dr. Zhivago, one of my mom's favorites, and many others. Born on this day in 1932, and former Dallas Cowboy quarterback Dandy Don Meredith, turn out the lights, the party's over. Worked on the Monday Night Football crew, of course, with Howard. Don Meredith, born on this day, 1938, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Here's your song for the day, Summer Song, Ultimate Summer Six Pack. Listen today between the hours of now and noon. Is now an hour? I guess it is.
Sure it is.
Between now and noon, be listening for Alabama's The Cheap Seats. When you hear it, be caller 6. You'll win the box of no-name steaks, and you'll be entered in the Friday drawing for the Ultimate Summer 6-Pack tickets to the biggest music events of the summer in Bob Country and a $50 gift card to a Cub. Now we're going to give away the Princess and Diva Spa Fun Pack. It's a certificate for the fun shop at Mall of America. And today's question is, Haley Joel Osment now has a full beard. He's 31 years old. He sees dead people, but I suggested that he'd be perfect if they rebooted a certain television show. The Life and Times of 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. First caller with the correct answer will win one certificate for that. And it's for a child, Princess and Diva Spa Fun Shop, and it includes a free manicure and pedicure. That should get people just running to their phones right now.
If you have a daughter or a granddaughter, she will love this.
Neil, would you like to start your Bobathon with Doug Stone, Jukebox of the Country Song, Leanne Womack, I'll Think of a Reason Later, or you could go George Strait, You Know Me Better Than That?
I've got to go Leanne.
Here we go.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1.